I ended up meeting Joanna Zilsel the way a lot of people do, through her truck. Zilsel has one of the few true electric vehicles on the Sunshine Coast, and it's unique in that it was once a gas-guzzling old pickup. The Chevy S10 was modified to be fully electric by an Arrington company, Canadian Electric Vehicles. She says her inspiration to go electric came from watching the documentary Who Killed the Electric Car?
Toward the very end of that movie, there is a mechanic who's working on a car, and he just sticks his head out from under the hood, and he's like, you know, it's not rocket science. Any car can be converted. I'm like, I hit stop, replay. What did he say? And literally, that evening, I Googled Vancouver electric cars.
But switching to an electric vehicle is just one part of Zilsel's commitment to sustainability, a commitment that led her to transform her Gibson's property into a garden that produces most of the food she needs.
I buy olive oil, I buy rice, I buy condiments, nuts. So, yeah, I would say I shop a whole lot less than most people.
The building itself also reflects Zilsel's philosophy. It's being renovated using largely found materials, gets all its hot water through solar, has a rainwater collection system, and gray water recovery is coming soon. Zilsel says the lesson from what she's doing is that people shouldn't wait for everything to be perfect. They should start doing as much as they can, as soon as they can. Sean Eckford, Coast News.